For the 10-minute Musar this week, here in Artzeinu HaKadosha, where there have been rockets that have been raining down on us, and miracles that we've seen, I thought as I read the Igeres HaRamban, our weekly reading of the Igeres HaRamban, of a fascinating expression that the Ramban uses in our Avodas Hashem that I never entirely understood. And maybe we could learn from this Ramban something that's central to this period of time, the Bein HaMitzarim, and a lesson that is so critical and is inspiring from our perspective here in Artzeinu HaKadosha. The Ramban describes the humility that every single one of us need to grow in. And the Ramban says the following, Kol dvarecha yu binachas. All of your words should be spoken softly, and we've spoken about this in detail in the past. V'roishcha kofu v'einecha yabitu l'mata l'aretz, and your head should be bent over, and you should be looking towards the ground. Of course, I always understood the Ramban here is saying that your perspective, societally, should be one in which your head is bent over, not hung up. In other words, what I mean by society is that certain societies encourage modesty and humility as expressed by being bent over. Could very well be that the Ramban is saying something even more than that. And here's the critical line. Einecha, your eyes, should be bent over lamata la'aretz, v'libcha, and your heart, lamala. That's supposed to be above. What does the Ramban mean that your heart is supposed to be lamaila? Your heart is above. Why the heart? The whole point that the Ramban is driving at is that your approach, your demeanor, should be one that's humble and bent over and not haughty. Yet the heart could be above. The heart could be lamaila. Rabbi say, the heart is critical in the avoda of the Bein HaMitzarim. The Nevesh HaChaim describes that the heart, our human heart, is directly connected to the Beis HaMikdash and the painful reality of the lack thereof in our lives. Shar Aleph Perek Dalet. Gam al ze yecharad lev ha'odo me'am ha'kadosh. Our hearts should tremble. Shuhu koilel b'tavnisai kol ha'koichos v'olamos kulam. That the Beis HaMikdash, which we once had, represents the tziruf, the combination of unique powers of two different worlds. And I'm going to summarize in English what the Nevesh HaChaim says. There's a Olam HaElyon, there's a upper world, a spiritual world, and there's the Olam HaTachton, this world, where our Gashimeus pulls us down. She'ein Heima HaKodesh V'Amigdosh HaElyon. Yerushalayim HaKodesh and the Evan Shesia, the Temple Mount, represents the joining where God brought together the Olam HaElyon and the Olam HaTachton. And it is the heart, the combination of the upper worlds and the lower worlds in its external manifestation. V'halev shel ha'adam, and the heart of a person, continues Reb Chaim V'Losher, emtziusa degufa, it's the middle of the body, hu kolios hakol, it includes everything, neged ha'beis kodshei kadoshim, and it corresponds to the Holy of Holies, Emsa Yishuv Eifan Ashesia, Koilel Kol Shor Shem Mikorak Tushasai Kamayu. And then Reb Chaim V'Losher continues with a very, very powerful Musar. He says it's worse for a person to think of an Avera in his heart than it is to do an Avera B'Kodshei Kadoshim. Why? Because the Evan Shasiya, the Kodshei Kadoshim, is the physical manifestation of the union of the upper worlds and the lower worlds. And the heart of the person is the internal manifestation of that. And the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because there was something lacking in our collective hearts. And therefore, the representation of God's union of the upper worlds and lower worlds, which was the Beis HaMikdash, where there were miracles, and there was a unique sense of connection between God, even in the physical world, that was lost because it was lost inside of us. So the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of Lev HaOlam, the heart of the world and the heart of worlds, is because there was something lacking in our hearts. There was something lacking in terms of the hearts of the human beings of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? How does it manifest practically in terms of our own avodah? Before we get to that, let's show that the halachos of the 9 days themselves, as well as the 3 weeks, really manifest in its anomalies, in some unique components of it, this idea in Avodas Hashem. There's a famous expression, Mishenichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, when Av comes along, we're supposed to minimize our Simcha. Now it's very interesting that if you take a look in the Rambam never tells us the halachos of the 9 days. The Rambam never tells us that there are certain things that we're supposed to do to be memayit besimcha. Of course, the Rambam says, and Sfardim follow this, Shvua Shechalbo, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out, so then in such a case you're supposed to be limited, eating meat, and so on and so forth. But the Rambam gives us no explanation of what even he means when he says Ma'atim B'Simcha. Now, there are other places where Chazal use the expression Ma'atim B'Simcha, and the Rambam does in Perakei, and he does give us the details. Why did the Rambam omit that part? Question number two. If you take a look in the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Chof Tes, the Gemara tells us 3 different opinions of when the customs of Avelus begin before Tisha B'Av. And the conclusion of the Gemara, Amar Rava Hilchasa, in a dispute amongst the Tanaim, Rava Paskins, it's Shvua Shechalbo. And I ask on all of us Ashkenazim, if that's so, so then how do we introduce a halacha that's against the Gemara, that we begin the halachos of Shvua Shechalbo against Rosh Chodesh, and Marshtam in a Tshuva, and Simon Mem writes that it's prohibited for us to take a halacha which is against the Gemara? And you will never find a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that's against a Beferish Hilchasa. How could that possibly be? The answer to that question is if you look in the Lashon of the Beis Yosef, quoting a Rashbeit, Hakol Miyushev Shapir, everything is beautiful. The Beis Yosef describes that the Yerushalmi tells us that there were those who began because they had that sense of pain in their hearts for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They began nihugim, customs, just like the 3 weeks are customs in Ashkenaz, not halachos. They began to push forward because they couldn't bring themselves to eat meat already by Rosh Chodesh Av, because Chazal had already said mimatim b'simcha. Rav Soloveitchik points out there aren't halachos of the 9 days. It's mimayit b'simcha. And if you read in Rav Nevinzal Shlita's Yerushalayim B'Moedeh, his language is precise, where he describes that there aren't particular halachos that define Mishenichnas Av Mimatim B'Simcha, but rather it's a feeling of the heart. A person is supposed to be Mimayit, is supposed to begin to slowly, first starting in his lev, without Hilchos Avelus. Hilchos Avelus culminate in Hilchos in Tisha B'Av. But starting in his heart, he begins to focus more and more on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Because that's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. The Beis HaMikdash is all about where a person's heart, which represents the combination of his physical life with his spiritual life, joined together, synthesized, not divided. So that means, Rabbosai, the way which we rebuild our Beis HaMikdash is not by trying to walk on the Temple Mount that Gedolei Achronim already told us, the majority of which, that should not be done. Rather, what is the way in which the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, when we rebuild the pnimius of the lave of Klal Yisrael, then ipso facto, the lave of the world, the union of the spiritual and the physical, will by definition rebuilt by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's think about what the words Bein HaMitzarim mean. That's the expression that Chazal used for the 3 weeks. Of course, based on the Pasuk in Echal, Kol Roy Defel Hisigua Bein HaMitzarim. Those who chased after us reached us between the boundaries. Spirituality has no boundaries. When a person involves himself in Talmud Torah, he becomes one with things that are above time and space. We begin to learn with the Rambam, Ravina, Ravashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hanasi, and Masora from Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're supposed to learn Kinesinasa b'Sinai. We're supposed to learn Torah as if it was given at Sinai, because we're recreating Maimon Har Sinai. We're above time and we're above place. A Meitzar is the exact opposite. Our enemies have the ability to dominate us when we ourselves are trapped in our Dalet Amos of Gashmius. The Avoda of Bein HaMitzarim is where a person finds a way to appropriately synthesize his mortality with his immortality. His mortality of his body with the immortality of his neshama. To be above and to be beyond. V'ulai! Zehapshat b'Ramban b'Igeres haRamban. This is what the Ramban is driving at. Libo lemala. His heart is above. His heart is not focused on the Olam Hagashmi, but rather his heart is focused on the Olam Haruchni. He's humble. He's looking down, but his heart is soaring. And that is the awesomeness of Beis HaMikdash, the Bechina of Beis HaMikdash. A person is in the physical world, but his heart is above. How many people, our ancestors, my Bubas and Zaydas, and many of yours, who marched through the concentration camps, and their hearts were a different place. The Klausenberger Rebbe was in a different place, his heart was in a different place, his body was in one place, and his heart was somewhere else. Rav Shach Zatzal described the dancing of Yeshiva Bachrim of Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvaydai before they were taken into the gas chambers. After I prepared to share this with you, I found that the source of the Ramban, B'schus the parish of Yismach Moshe, on the Igeres HaRamban, points out that the Gemara in Yevamos is the Ramban's source. The Gemara in Yevamos quotes the Pasuk in Malachim, and it describes Hamispalel Tzarech Shiten Einav Lamata. You're supposed to put your eyes below. Shenemar Vahoye Einai Vilibis Shom Kol Hayamim. Some say the eyes are supposed to be below, according to the pasuk in Malachim. V'chad Amar Einav Lamala, and one says the eyes are supposed to be above. And what's the source? Eicha. Our avoda, shenemar nasal levavenu el chapayim. Let's lift up our hearts. And says the Ramban, the eyes are supposed to be below. Excuse me, says Rashi, the eyes are supposed to be below. Einav lamata, fascinating Rashi. And here we get to our situation here in Eretz Yisrael today. His eyes are supposed to be below. Klapay are Eretz Yisrael. It's supposed to be towards Eretz Yisrael. Mishum deshchina hasam kaima. Of course, this is being written in Bavel. You're supposed to look south. You in America, you're supposed to look towards us in Eretz Yisrael. Your eyes are supposed to be there. And the heart is soaring. The heart is soaring because here in Eretz Yisrael, we have a special bechina. And that is that even when we are bitzar, just this past week, I was dropping off, coming to pick up, actually, my wife at the airport. My wife coming back from the States As she was walking out of the terminal, the siren welcomed her. Even before our car had pulled up, we were on the airport road in Ben Gurion, and we pulled over with my children, and we huddled by a barricade. Pachad, there is an emotion that I'm feeling right now of tremendous fear. Fear for our fellow soldiers who are right now in Gaza trying to undermine the terrorist infrastructure that has been sent in all different ways against us. And at the same time, exhilaration. The fear of the siren, and then 30 seconds later, to hear a pop right above our heads. And we look up like the Anani HaKavod. Klal Yisrael here in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has always destined it to be able to live with its hearts above if we look with our eyes below. And our eyes below mean two things. Our eyes mean having humility, like the Ramban is describing, but also the eyes represent our ability to focus that when we look at the Olam HaTachton, our hearts say we're going to raise it up. We're going to raise up our existence and live above and beyond. And live with miracles, live with Nisim. That, Be'ezer Hashem, is the Avodah of Bein HaMitzarim. A person's gashmius, a person's physical entity is limited. He's mortal. How many steaks and frankfurters could he enjoy? At the end of the day, there's no point in which he has enjoyment in this world that lasts forever. And eventually, all hanos, olam hazeh, become disgusting, become mo'us. But there's one hanah, writes the Ramchal, that's eternal. And that's hanos ruchnis. Lehenos miziv hashchina. To take our sense of joy and our experience and sensation of benefit and use that same sensation in a spiritual way. That's the avoda of Bein HaMitzarim. The moment in which a person takes that sensation and elevates it, that's Bechinas Beis HaMikdash. That's the ultimate in avodas Hashem. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Siyata Deshmaya as I leave you with a charge here from Artzeinu HaKadosha. A charge that comes from the simple people who are living under the sirens. Every single night hearing the airplanes go above us and realizing that Klal Yisrael is soaring because Klal Yisrael is willing to live above its simple mortality. And then we live in a world that's above. And the charge for you, Be'ezer Hashem, is to come in contact with that lev. To come in contact with the heart of Avodas Hashem. The ability for us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu not b'mitzvahs anoshim milumada, says the Nesiv HaShalom, Kol roi defel hisigua b'bein HaMitzarim. All who run and who after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka during the time of the Bein HaMitzarim. It's the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closest because it's a time that focuses on the avodah shebelev. All of the avodas of the 3 weeks start with the heart. Mishenichnas av mematim b'simcha. What an opportunity for a person to dig inside. Instead of simply say, the halacha says this and the halacha says that, the halacha doesn't say anything until Shavuot Shechalbo. It all started with holy minhagim in different communities who were feeling the loss of Beis HaMikdash. They were feeling the shchinta b'gelusa, the distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the desire to become more spiritual and less entrapped in Tanuge Olam Hazeh. And that's the charge. What are you and I going to do to enjoy Olam Hazeh a little bit less? Not for the sake of being ascetics, But for the sake of focusing on our immortality as opposed to our mortality. Ezer Hashem, b'schus ha'avelu shebelev, shebelev tarti masha, having all the meanings of what it means to mourn in our hearts, will be zocha to celebrate together, without the fear of sirens, without the fear of the safety of our dear brethren, our young children, who are defending us, but the sense of shleimus, b'shchinta, b'binyan Yerushalayim, b'meira v'yameinu.